Key code 4 of the Sophia Code, the Mother Mary initiation. Destiny is a promise you made to yourself. I now create a ceremonial space within and around me for personal transformation. I call forth concentric circles of shimmering pearlescent pink and blue light to surround me. I am now within its center, enthroned upon the blooming petals of a white rose. I am now in ceremony, free from the constructs of space and time, where instantaneous healing and divine knowing exist. From the sky above, a shower of soft pink rose petals gently floats down, caressing my soul in their blissful scent. A warm, safe sensation arises within my heart, filling my body with a golden energy of my innate goodness. The petals float steadily down, forming a lush pink path across my inner landscape. Upon this path, the outline of a beautiful woman appears, walking towards me. My body deeply relaxes into the vision of Mother Mary as she approaches. A warm breeze arises, softening my skin with its touch. 4 golden white angels of the presence appear at each cardinal direction of my concentric circles. Their wings rustle open as a canopy of heavenly feathers, and their eyes smile peacefully into my heart. Mother Mary walks with confidence. Her white and blue robes lightly dance across her silhouette. Her sandaled feet step in harmony with the rhythm of my heartbeat. I feel the innate humanness of this woman walking towards me. I feel her sacred heart carrying the medicine of wisdom cultivated from lifetimes of tears wept and her embodiment of joy. Mother Mary's medicine calls to my heart. I feel the potency of her pearls of wisdom and how she desires to adorn me with every one of them. I see the camaraderie of her sovereign soul as she lovingly peers into my own. I feel the pure accessibility of her divine mother embodiment before me with open arms of true understanding. Mother Mary's crown chakra shines with a halo whose white energy is defined by a radiant sacred geometric pattern known as the Flower of Life. Little stars dance as nodes of light along its living lines, flickering as tiny angels within her hair. With the permission of my beckoning arms and smile, Mother Mary steps under the arc of angelic wings and across the threshold of my concentric circles of blue and pink energy. I open to embrace Mother Mary and feel her confident arms hugging me in heavenly love and laughter. She is a cherished friend throughout the ages, an ever-present, perfect reflection of my true nature as a sovereign creator. The white rose beneath us expands. Mother Mary and I now sit across from one another, comfortably enthroned in luxurious petals. My heart is hungry for her divine reflection, and for a moment we rest without speaking, enjoying the serene, sacred mirror offered in each other's eyes. Mother Mary speaks. Thank you for meeting me eye to eye in this courageous moment of inner communion. My highest delight is to be recognized as an equal in your eyes, so that I may be experienced as an ally, close friend, and divine reflection for your human journey. Thank you for receiving my words, opening your heart to know me anew. I have much more to offer you as an accessible friend than as an antiquated statue of worship stone. The sacred heart of my teachings are just as relevant as when I walked the earth long ago, more so now than ever before. For you live at a time of global awakening, a time in which my teachings will now be understood in the way they were originally intended, unobstructed by religious censoring. Thank you for opening to my presence and receiving my transmission. As you receive my words, may you feel my accessibility as a mentor. As you visualize my words, may they dissolve all your defenses to self-love. As you hear my words, may you remember that your humanity is divine. As you taste my words, may you savor that I too walk the earth, just like you, and as such, my assurance is trustworthy. Whatever it is you desire, it can be done. As you feel my words, may you understand that I am an ever-present friend. As you integrate my words, may miracles abound in your life, miracles of your own sovereign creation that I will faithfully witness. As you delight in my words, may you feel me joyfully walking by your side, without judgment, collaborating with you for manifesting your visions of heaven on earth. As you live my words, may you rest in the sanctuary of our shared divinity. I welcome the peace of Mother Mary's prayer for our communion. In the light of Sophia, I thank you, Mother Mary, and I now affirm, I receive your pearls of wisdom as guidance for my human journey. I receive the message of your life and divine reflections as my sacred mirror. I am clear that you come as a loving guide and steadfast friend, respectful of my pace, personal boundaries, and human feelings along my journey of awakening. I am present to my inner world, where we will meet in safe communion. I receive your support and celebration of my sovereignty. I receive your help for embodying my true divinity. I receive your sacred heart speaking clearly to my own. I am aware that your presence activates the Sophia code within me. I receive this miracle of your friendship creating peace in my life now. Mother Mary smiles back at me, her face alit with golden grace. From her robes emerges a crystalline bottle of anointing oil, over which she whispers a prayer. With her right fingertips, Mother Mary lightly touches the sacred rose oil to my crown chakra, third eye, heart, hands, and the bottom of my feet. As she anoints each part of my body, I feel her warm hands transmitting healing energy that awakens my awareness to the power of our communion. She whispers words of light language that my soul intuitively understands as blessings. I feel honored by her care and adoration of me. Mother Mary steps back and motions to the presiding angels of the presence to bless me as well. Soft wings begin to sweep away the energetic debris of feelings and outdated beliefs that no longer serve my relationship with Mother Mary. Within my DNA, I feel the crystalline chromosomes recording this experience with Mother Mary as an essential moment for activating key code 4 within me. I feel relieved by the 4 angels who helped me relax into the depth of this personal transformation. They conclude their angelic blessing by arcing their wings in unison above my crown. Their golden wingtips connect at a single point, from which a waterfall of divine love pours down, flooding my crown chakra with a pearlescent white light that flows into every cell of my body. This angelic waterfall fills me with revelations of peace, and in response, my crown chakra blossoms open as a 1,000-petaled white rose. From the white rose arises a beautiful flower of life pattern, which glistens as a mirror reflection of Mother Mary's sacred geometric halo. Our eyes glint in recognition of one another as divine embodiments of Sophia, adorned in her glorious geometries of light. Mother Mary reaches towards me, and we embrace in divine love. While held in her arms, royal blue and violet flames of peace surround us. I feel lifetimes of outdated vows dissolve. We laugh in celebration as I recognize that I can always begin anew in my relationship with Mother Mary. The past has no hold over our invincible love. In our joy, sky blue rose petals float down from above. Royal blue petals begin to spiral open from beneath our white rose throne. Sparkling with sapphire flashes of light, the royal blue petals create a spiral path that continues to widen and encircle us far beyond my sight. I look out across the cosmos to witness an unending line of guardian angels along the spiraling path of divine will. I watch as souls arise as stars from the no-thing to descend and walk as pilgrims upon the spiral path of the rose. The angels of the presence guide their every step. The sky-blue rose petals fall fresh upon me with their scent of peace, and I am filled with the bliss of direct knowing. I witness that it is divine love that creates the rose. It is divine love that opens the spiral path, and it is divine love that is guiding us through every step along the way as guardian angels of every form. My gaze returns to Mother Mary's eyes. She stands before me now, dressed in golden robes. Above her head shines a brilliant star, from which a soft waterfall of luminescent gold energy flows, emanating as veils of light around her face. Her radiant beauty is a transmission for the peace that passeth all understanding. She extends one of her open hands for me to hold, and as I take Mary's hand, I feel a great warmth fill my heart. For a moment, I look back at the spiral of pilgrims committed to their pathway of divine love, and notice that certain coordinates along the way are flashing for my recognition. I hear the voice of my higher self speak, "It is now that you fulfill your destiny." Mother Mary speaks, "I am here as your loving witness to reflect your worthiness for living the glorious fulfillment of your destiny in this lifetime. I offer you this golden energy to expand and fill your consciousness with the truth of how beautiful you are. I offer you my guiding star's light to illuminate your inner vision. May you now see and know yourself clearly as both the architect and fulfillment of your destiny. As your loving mentor, I help you honor the promise you made to yourself that is worthy of your focus. It is safe to open your heart and allow this empowerment to guide you. I now open to receive this empowerment to fully align with my soul's destiny with the following declaration. As a sovereign creator of the One Source, by the power of my I Am presence, I now declare this invocation heard and answered by the unified field of my whole self. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now recognize and accept my human experience as the embodiment of my non-physical oversoul. I look up through my eighth chakra, which is the gateway of my soul's eternal light, located about 18 inches above my crown. I look up to explore the column of light that goes on forever into the countless temples of my oversoul. I feel the holy architecture of innumerable wings, which are my inner being's many angelic emanations, within the golden and white light halls of my great oversoul. I see the eternal forms of light within more light. I see the warm black womb of no thing from which my light arises. I feel the vast orchestrations and aspects of my oversoul and how they are holy and they are good. I am reminded of my goodness and I take confidence. From my human perspective, I watch above as waves of light descend from an unknown place within my oversoul. Above me, these waves of light flow as a waterfall through the gateway of my eighth chakra. Their light waves pour my oversoul's encoded intentions for a desired destiny into the quantum field of space that my body arises from. My oversoul's encoded intentions for this lifetime activate and sustain the physical creation of my seven major chakra system, as overseen by my higher self consciousness. These seven major chakras create seven luminous fields of light, whose light energy moves at a rate of motion which manifests as the appearance of my physical body, E equals MC squared. My physical body is passionately willed into physical reality through the power of my oversoul's intention to create me as a human chalice for divine expression. I am the Word that became flesh. The intention of my oversoul's word is carried out by my higher self consciousness. My higher self opens the eighth chakra and maintains this gateway for my non-physical essence to continuously pour forth into this chosen physical matrix, manifesting as a human form. My higher self maintains this opening for the duration of my human lifetime. My physical body is a holy vessel, created for the purpose of knowing myself as a sovereign creator, made in the image and likeness of Sophia, who gave birth to my whole consciousness. My oversoul designed every detail of my destiny to accelerate my spiritual evolution and embody my highest potential. I am here to know myself as a sovereign creator within every circumstance of my life. I am the Holy Spirit with the power to simultaneously exist in flesh. I am the Oversoul, Pi 3.14159. I am the Higher Self, traveling beyond the speed of light. I am the Holy Human Chalice, filled with my Sovereign Creator Self, Phi 1.618. My Higher Self is the voice of my Oversoul, instructing me in the details of my destiny. My destiny was authored and agreed upon by my whole self before I manifested into form. My higher self is called the Holy Spirit, the Great Counselor, and the peace that passeth all understanding. I now accept that my higher self is an innate aspect of my non-physical self. My higher self is the translator and messenger for all the multidimensional parts of me, which are consciously in dialogue throughout my human incarnation. My intentions, purpose, and destiny for this human life are entirely available for me to access and act upon. All I need do is ask that my higher self translate these codes of destiny from my oversoul. My higher self instantly responds with downloads of divine knowing and the guidance I need to fulfill my destiny. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now recognize and accept my higher self as the Holy Spirit. Acting as the Holy Spirit, my higher self guides me in the fulfillment of my destiny by orchestrating the alignment of manifestations such as objects, locations, nature, animals, individuals, community, and life events to speak directly to me. My higher self resources all of creation to speak these clear teachings, messages, and instructions for me to accomplish every step of my soul's destiny. My higher self, acting as my Holy Spirit, guides me through every initiation, every open door, and every step of my evolution by orchestrating all of creation to speak directly to my human consciousness with consistency and clarity. I easily recognize the voice of my Holy Spirit spoken through an orchestrated messenger because its message is always illuminating, loving, truthful, positive, encouraging, healing, and reflects back to me an intuition or truth that I am already aware of. With eyes to see and ears to hear, I am now conscious of my higher self speaking directly to me as the Holy Spirit through all of creation. I place my faith in what is worthy of being trusted. I place my faith in the omniscient, multidimensional power of the Holy Spirit within me as my higher self. Speaking to me now and always through all of creation, my higher self is ever guiding me in the fulfillment of my soul's destiny. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now recognize and accept my higher self as the Great Counselor. Acting as the Great Counselor, my higher self communicates the details of my destiny through the quiet, audible voice within, my inner vision, inner promptings and inspirations, noticeable synchronicities, intuitions, miracles, dreams, and signs. My higher self, acting as the Great Counselor, guides me to align with healthy choices, practices, and opportunities for growth, including taking risks that empower my full potential in this human lifetime. Forever in presence, the Great Counselor constantly speaks of my divinity and my human ability to embody that divinity every day in this lifetime as the fulfillment of my destiny. I easily recognize the voice of the Great Counselor as encouraging, uplifting, inspiring, and soothing. Its message always communicates to me the mighty potential of my soul's ability to create a magnificent destiny and legacy of love that will positively impact generations to come. The Great Counselor always believes in me, guiding me physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. With eyes to see and ears to hear, I am now conscious of my higher self speaking directly to me as the Great Counselor through all my physical and spiritual senses. I place my faith in what is worthy of being trusted. I place my faith in the perfect guidance of the Great Counselor within me as my higher self, intimately speaking to me now and always, ever guiding me in the fulfillment of my soul's destiny. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now recognize and accept my higher self as the peace that passeth all understanding. Acting as the peace that passeth all understanding, my higher self communicates its constant reassurance and discernment through the emotional intelligence of my feelings. As I take divinely guided action in alignment with my destiny, I experience the resonance of my higher self through high vibrational feelings such as joy, love, happiness, contentment, patience, comfort, focus, devotion, steady passion, vitality, and transcendent peace as a result. These feelings communicate clearly to me when I am in alignment with fulfilling the details of my destiny. Additionally, when I am present to the peace that passeth all understanding, I easily discern those life choices that would conflict with my highest potential and destiny. When I experience uncertainty and fear, the peace that passeth all understanding is still present within me, soothing my resistance to return to the truth of my innate well-being. It is this transcendent, unwavering divine peace that always guides me as my higher self, one loving step at a time, back into alignment with my destiny. With eyes to see and ears to hear, I am now conscious of my higher self, speaking directly to me as the peace that passeth all understanding, that navigates my human awareness to trust the emotional intelligence of my feelings. I place my faith in what is worthy of being trusted. I place my faith in the guidance of direct knowing that arises from the voice of my higher self, speaking to me now and always. I am always guided to walk in the blessings of peace as I fulfill my soul's destiny for this lifetime. I accept that I hold the golden keys to my heaven on earth. I accept that I create my reality by the power of my word. My word is good. My heart is pure. By the loving power of my pure word, I now command my higher self to activate all the crystalline divine qualities of Key Code 4 of the Sophia Code within me as the new operating system for my carbon-based DNA. By the power of my I Am Presence, it is commanded that my heart spiral open to now flourish and blossom as the rose. Pi. By the power of my I Am Presence, it is commanded that my higher self anchor my awakened human awareness throughout my entire body and being now. Phi. I am empowered to fulfill my soul's destiny through daily communion with my higher self now. It is done. It is done. It is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. I now integrate this initiation throughout my entire body on all four levels of my being with grace and ease. I open my inner eyes and witness hosts of angels along the spiral path singing in celebration of my completed initiation. Mother Mary takes both my hands in her own, blessing my palms. I feel the chakras of my hands spiral open as two wheels of light. We stand eye to eye facing one another with radiant appreciation. Mother Mary steps back, standing in her open arm mudra before me. Her sacred heart is lit with royal blue and pink flames of divine love. I open my own arms to mirror her iconic mudra, accepting her presence as a mentor for me in the teachings of the rose. Blessed and sealed by the angels of the presence, I affirm that this empowerment is accomplished. I now close this ceremony with reverence for my true self and the divine love of all that is, supporting my eternal success. Amen.